Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawson.
How are you tonight, Linda?
I don't know. I guess okay.
Well, it says here on the screen that Linda views her body as imperfect.
Yes.
Well, welcome to everybody else. We all feel that way, don't we?
I don't know. I guess, everybody else has a way of dealing with it. I always put myself down.
You tear yourself down?
Yes.
Do you have any friends?
Yes, I have a lot of friends. It's just that subject, I usually just keep that subject away.
So you don't actually talk to them about how you feel about your weight?
Well, sometimes, but...
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not overweight.
So what do you think would cause you to go around saying, I got this awful body and imperfect body, and really you're not, you got a great body?
I don't know, I don't know how to explain it. It's hard to look at society today and what they expect of everybody, and it just makes you feel really bad about what you look like. And I'll just be sitting there or something, and then I'll notice something on me, and I'm like, I feel bad right away.
You know, you might want to do some study on the internet, on the web, on all the lies of the culture and the confusion we have over our bodies and self-esteem. I would start there, so that when you look at yourself and you see something out of place, you go, wait a minute, I am buying into a lie that says I have to look a certain way, sound a certain way, walk a certain way, or I'm a failure. That is a lie. So you uncover the lie first, and then you replace it with truth, which says, I'm deeply loved, and I am grateful for the attractive body that I have. Uncover the lie and replace it with the truth. Because all you're doing is buying a lie. I mean, how many people can really keep up the model of the perfect body? Not very many. Besides, it's not how we look on the outside. It's all about how we look on the inside. And you're a very tender, kind person. Also very bright. I like talking to you, Linda. Don't buy into the lie.